So happy to talk to our friend Tom Caulfield. Local veterans events going on, as Wednesday is indeed Veterans Day. And Tom, I know how busy you are, especially this time of year. So thank you for the opportunity to talk to us for a few minutes today.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Bo, and your audience. Look forward to it all the time.
We have an event coming up Wednesday in downtown Johnstown again, and I think a lot of us were obviously concerned with the COVID scare as to what was going to happen with Veterans Day Parade. So, but the event is on.
There will be a parade, okay. Absolutely, and it's going to be a very representative parade. It might be a little bit smaller. In past years, we've had 6 or 7 divisions. This year we have 4, but they're fully packed, and we got an exciting program. The Connemara Valley Veterans, again, and like all of the past 23 years, this will be our 24th year, 24th annual Veterans Day Parade, and it's going to be held Wednesday, November 11th at 4 p.m. on Main Street, downtown Johnstown. The host facility will be the American Legion Post 294. And afterwards and before the event, there will be some food donated by Nutrition, Inc., which always does a great job for our area veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, the event with Connemara Valley Veterans will be occurring Wednesday at 4 o'clock. And I also love the stories of one of the people that, you know, that you have honored in the past and are honoring again Wednesday, and that's a man by the name of Harry Plows, who recently passed away. And his story, Tom, and I know you told this story before, but some people have never heard this, and I think that it's wonderful about why there is a parade in Johnstown.
Harry Plows, for many years, would be, there was no parade in Johnstown on Veterans Day, and Harry would walk the length of Main Street on Veterans Day every November 11th. Well, one year, Representative Ed Wojnarowski happened to be downtown when Harry was walking, and Ed asked him, "What are you doing here? You know, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm honoring my fellow veterans, and I do it every year." Ed basically told him, "You'll never do that again, Harry. We'll always have somebody with you."
That's awesome.
And that began the start of the Johnstown Veterans Day Parade back in 1997. There was a committee formed called the Connemara Valley Veterans. And it was a great story, an uplifting story. And we miss Harry.
Yeah.
We really miss Harry.
Absolutely.
He was our permanent Grand Marshal. And he was the reason for the, him and Ed Wojnarowski for the Veterans Day Parade.
Such an inspiring story. Just absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Tom Caulfield, I greatly appreciate your time and obviously your service. So happy to hear that this parade is indeed taking place. But Connemara Valley Veterans, Veterans Community Initiatives, all the great work you do in the community, I know that you are very proud of the veterans in this area, and it's so great, the work you do in this community.
It's amazing how the community supports its veterans, and we love them. We love them to death.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Bo, and if anyone wants to march, please come down and march. We'll get you into that parade. Absolutely.
Wednesday, 4 o'clock, downtown Johnstown.
That's right. Thank you, Bo.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate all you do.
Take care, Tom.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.